And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get it started for you right now. The Tuscola County Health Department has issued a notice about dealing with cyclospora. According to the health department officials, the following produce has been specifically linked to previous cyclospora outbreaks in the U.S. and Canada. Bagged salad mixes and kits, fresh cilantro, fresh basil, raspberries, snow peas, green onions, or also known as scallions. To learn more about the outbreak and recommendations, go to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Cyclospora. Families across the Sebring area will have a chance to get up close and personal with a look at the vehicles and people who serve the community during a free Touch a Truck event on Monday, July 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Sebring Township Fire Hall. The event is presented through a partnership involving Sebring Township, the Sebring Township Library, the Village of Sebring Police Department, and the Village of Sebring. Visitors will be able to climb aboard a variety of emergency and service vehicles, sound the horns, meet operators, and learn how the equipment is used. Organizers say the family-friendly event will also feature inflatables, popcorn, cotton candy, music from DJ Brian, and free admission for everyone. Additional event information is available through the Sebring Township Farmers Market Facebook page. And a Huron County court case is in limbo after a defendant was allowed to leave the state for medical care without his attorney's knowledge. Joseph Paul Fulton failed to appear for his preliminary examination this week. Judge Ferris confirmed that Fulton is currently in Kentucky, citing severe health issues, including a need for dialysis and upcoming surgeries. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she was left out of the decision-making process regarding her client's bond modification. She expressed frustration that she was not notified before Fulton was permitted to leave Michigan, noting he lacks the funds to return for mandatory in-person court appearances. Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski stated the bond modification was requested after the Sheriff's Department reported that deputies were spending 5 hours guarding Fulton during his dialysis treatments. Judge Fair said that Fulton has no local family or housing, and his family in Kentucky is now taking care of him. That relieves the jail and taxpayers of the responsibility of covering his medical expenses. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach requested that the prosecutor drop the charges, as this whole debacle has set Fulton up for failure in the court process. The court adjourned the case to an open date, and a status conference is scheduled for July 30th at 9 a.m. And we'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.